After a long day of marching and chanting, most protesters in the tent camp known as Romneyville are trying to get some sleep.
We have the constant helicopter flying overhead to, give us our soothing white noise to sleep to.
But this protester, who asked not to be named, had just climbed down from the billboard behind the camp. He hung a banner to overlook the nearby interstate entrance. The banner is basically a white bed sheet with water bottles tied to the bottom to weigh it down.
It gets point across and it says real big on it, just GOP 1%, go home. They need to know, we don't want them here.
Have you ever climbed that high before in your life?
Yeah, but I'm still, to this day, I hate going high up. I'm terrified of heights. My heart's still racing from being up there. I got the shakes a little bit. It's one thing being in a tall building. It's another thing just being out there in the open.
Even at night, some protesters can't help but stay out in the open. In Ybor City, a few dozen protesters held what they called a roving radical dance party.
Dance for peace! Dance for anarchy!
It was sort of a hybrid demonstration. Some of the most hardcore activists gathered around a boombox and a megaphone and danced through the streets. For Josh Coppola, it's as much about relaxing as it is being heard.
You can just let it out. It's a release. It's engaging that primal sense that we seem to have forgotten in our cubicles and in our commutes. We just gotta let it go and let loose and open up.
Some of them move like snakes, flowing down 7th Street. Others bang their heads and raise their fists. During the day, protesters march in the secure zone, where they're separated from the convention by miles of fence and nearly 4,000 police officers. But at night, in Ybor City, the fences are gone, and the bars are filled with convention goers. It's the first time that the two groups come face to face.
We're very close to them. They're partying right now, and we are watching them as they film us. They hear our message loud and clear.
There's some jeering from the bystanders. But it's mostly in good fun. In a way, both groups entertain each other. But dancing or not, protesters can't be on the move all the time. So the next night, I met up with a self-described anarchist named Serendipity to see what she and other protesters do in their downtime.
During a day that I've been like marching all day, and I've probably marched more than 6 miles or something like that, on days like those, I'd most definitely like to end it at a bar.
Just a block away from hobnobbing convention goers, about a dozen anarchists gather in G-Bar, a gay bar offering free drinks and free entry. It's a block of black shirts and black jeans in an otherwise colorful room.
It's hilarious. All the protesters are on this side and all the, like, locals are on that side.
Serendipity says it's nice to be in a place where you're not performing and not being watched.
When all of the activists get together, like something like this, there's no cops around. There's no, like, pending big brother watching over us. Nobody has, like, their live stream out. It's much more like, oh, well, you're a person, and I'm a person. Like, let's actually get to know each other now.
It's a time to relax and recharge so they can get up tomorrow and do it again. Eric Mennel, WUSF 89.7 News.